Aircheckdownloads.com. Danny Cox.
Here we go then.
Virgin Radio, 80s Plus.
Steve Jordan started the countdown. We're nearly halfway through, and this deserved its place on the most popular power ballads of the 1980s. Started off so gently, ended up so powerfully.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
80s Plus.
Good afternoon. Really good to be with you on a special day as we count down the top 100 power ballads of the 1980s. Foreigner are at number 54 and Waiting for a Girl Like You. Forget Stop. This is how it started for Sam Brown from her debut studio album. This was the first time we heard of her for May 1988.
All that I have.
Oh, if you say so, then. Heart and All I Want to Do is Make Love to You. They're at 52, but don't worry, there's more from Heart still to come. We'll continue our countdown of the top 100 power ballads of the decade with a song from a group named after an American fire truck. Next.
Virgin Radio 80s Plus. Travel with Podpoint. EV chargers rated excellent on Trustpilot.
In Worcestershire, the M5 is blocked northbound after a multi-vehicle collision.
Love Chris Evans.
Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
Former lead singer of American group Bad English, that's John Waite, and Missing You. We've reached the halfway mark in our countdown of the top 100 power ballads of the 1980s. Still to come, the song that made its name from Live Aid. After this, solo song and the theme to a movie from John Bon Jovi at number 49 on the top 100 power ballads of the 1980s.
Wake up.
And do you remember seeing the images mixed to the music of that in Live Aid, The Cars and Drive? I'm Danny Cox here at Virgin Radio 80s Plus. At number 47, it's Cher, when our top 100 power ballads of the decade continues next.
This is Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
Welcome to 32 Red Online Casino!
I guess it was always destined to be a hit. The third single from Tom Petty's first solo album, Full Moon Fever, co-produced by Jeff Lynne of ELO, Tom Petty and Free Fallin' at number 46. Great to hear Tom Davis on with Chris this morning, talking about his Underdog tour and starring in the new Wonka movie. If you missed it, catch up online or on the app with the Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Cinch. Counting down the top 100 power ballads of the decade. And you know, being a power ballad doesn't mean you have to be quiet. One of the loudest power ballads from Bryan Adams coming up. And also the song that dominated the summer of 1981 next.
This is Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
At Lily O'Brien's Chocolates.
Danny Cox.
Yep, spot on.
Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
We're counting down the top 100 power ballads of the 1980s. We've reached number 43. This one, the 1981 Grammy for Record of the Year, was the US number one for 9 weeks in the summer.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
A song co-written by Bryan Adams and written purposefully for Blue Oyster Cult. Remember Don't Fear the Reaper? You can hear bits of that in there. Amazingly, they turned it down. So Bryan Adams kept it for himself, went on to be one of the biggest hits of the decade, and is at number 42 on our power ballads of the 1980s. Now, we started the countdown this morning at 10 with Steve Jordan. Don't worry, he wasn't singing. Chicago were first in at number 100. Lead singer from Chicago, Peter Cetera, is in his own right next. But first at 41, Roxette and Fading Like a Flower.
Aircheckdownloads.com.